The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yesterday, the South Carolina Senate voted 27-19 to approve the House changes made to a six-week abortion ban. It was Senate Bill 474. We spoke at the first of the week to Senator Josh Kimbrell, and we wanted to have him back on to tell us what happened yesterday and what to look for today. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Well, good morning, Joey. You know, what a wild day yesterday, but thank God we have the fetal heartbeat bill back in place in South Carolina, and we can stop being an abortion destination state.
Well, that is good news. You predicted that this would happen. It did yesterday, and so now headed to Governor McMaster's desk. He will sign it. How soon do you think it'll be before the challenges start?
Oh, I think the minute the ink dries in the governor's office, before they can walk it to the Secretary of State's office, they'll file a lawsuit. But here's the thing about it, Joey, and I worked really closely with my good friend Tom Davis. Senator Davis and I agree on most issues, not every issue, but I think he's an honest broker and a good guy and somebody I've enjoyed working with. And Tom supported this bill yesterday. I was hoping he would. I thought he would. And he and I worked closely together over the last few days talking about ways to signal to the Supreme Court that this is a different bill, and to make some changes to the bill over the last 6 months, really, to ensure it would pass constitutional muster. So, you know, this bill is not the same one that was struck down in January. We have much clearer statutory language. We repealed conflicting sections of the code, and we tried to be sure that the idea of legislative intent was made very clear. So Senator Davis and I had a pretty lengthy exchange on the floor yesterday talking about what the bill did and what it didn't do and how he came to the conclusion. So my hope is, even if there is a lawsuit filed with the new makeup of the state Supreme Court, with Gary Hill being on the court now instead of Kay Hearn, and us making the necessary changes, I think we can potentially swing Justice Few back the same way as well. I don't think this one gets struck down, and I think we'll have it in effect before the weekend.
Yeah. Well, that is good to hear. Senator, I got a question here on our text line from Greg in Packlet. He's saying, what is the issue about the, quote, right to privacy with an abortion? What was the question all along, if you could maybe give us a quick summary of that?
Well, so in the state constitution, going back to the 1960s, there was something called the West Commission. And the West Commission was in response to some revelations that the J. Edgar Hoover FBI had been wiretapping Americans. You know, it seems like the FBI keeps popping up like this every couple of decades. But the FBI had wiretapped illegally a bunch of folks, and the West Commission, named after Governor West here in South Carolina, put together a commission to draft a right to privacy protection in the state constitution, saying that state government would not be allowed to go snooping on your phone calls and wiretapping your home phone back when you had landlines. The whole purpose of the right to privacy and the state constitution was against government intrusion and unreasonable search and seizure. In other words, strengthening the Bill of Rights. It had nothing to do with abortion. And frankly, it was adopted in 1968 whenever the West Commission was addressing the right to privacy. That was before Roe versus Wade had ever even been decided. So what the state Supreme Court basically did, at least Justice Few and the concurring majority did, was read into the right to privacy in the state constitution a right to privacy as it pertains to an abortion decision. But Justice Few, to his credit, I didn't agree with his decision, but he didn't say there was an absolute right to an abortion, okay? He didn't say that. He just said, look, there's some gray area here because the legislature wasn't really clear in the first heartbeat bill exactly when the line would be, whenever we would determine when it was illegal to get an abortion. So therefore, he used right to privacy under the state constitution to invalidate the statute. What he did this time was make very clear where the line of demarcation, instead of just picking an arbitrary date and saying, well, after 6 weeks, you can't have an abortion. We said once there's a medically determinable pregnancy, in other words, you got a pregnancy test or you go into the OBGYN and they do an ultrasound, there's a heartbeat, you can't end that child's life. So we made it very clear in statute where we stand, so there's no room for interpretation, and that right to privacy interpretation put forth by Justice Few and others is invalidated. So I believe we did what we have to get around that now, because there is no constitutional right to an abortion either in the federal or state constitutions, and we made that very clear.
Yep. Senator, I was reading an article in the state newspaper about the vote yesterday, and it talked about one of the House amendments that was included requires an abortion, require an in-person doctor visit about the implications of having an abortion. Talk with us about that provision in the bill.
Well, look, we're trying to back to having a clear line of when a pregnancy begins, right? I mean, that's one of the things the Supreme Court had a problem with, as I stated earlier, is that we had just picked a date, so to speak, and now we're saying there's got to be a medically diagnosable pregnancy. Well, the doctor's visits is to prove whether or not there is one, right? In other words, you can't just go say, well, gosh, I wasn't pregnant or I was pregnant. We're saying let's have a medical professional help make that determination. I think that's critical to the constitutionality of the bill. Because, again, Justice Few's concurring majority controlling opinion basically said, well, there's no way, the statute's not clear on when you can and can't have an abortion because there's no definition of when you're going to determine there's a pregnancy. But we're saying now we are, and we're making sure that doctors are the ones that make that determination. And, you know, it's funny to me that the Democrats and some of the Republicans that voted against this, the three that did, made a big argument about, well, gosh, it's an intrusion to send this woman go to her doctor, to the OBGYN, or to a medical professional to make a determination. That's an invasive procedure. And yet before, we were told if we didn't have that, then we were getting between a woman and a doctor. We're just saying, look, if we're going to have a determination of when there's a heartbeat, let's have a medical professional make that determination. I think that was an improvement in the bill, frankly, over the first version.
Sure, sure. On our guest line this morning, Senator Josh Kimbrell. So, Senator, talk with us. So you're back in session again today, right?
Well, not now. We were going to be. But this is what I told you on Monday when we spoke, is that the issues that were going to be addressed during the special session this week were fentanyl trafficking. We were going to go after fentanyl, mm-hmm. and we were going to try to deal with the budget and deal with abortion. Well, we passed enhanced penalties for fentanyl yesterday, right before we passed the heartbeat bill. The only thing that hasn't been agreed upon now is the budget, because the House continues to dig in and refuse to cooperate with the Senate Finance Committee Chairman Senator Peeler and others, and there is no conference committee. So right now, we adopted a preliminary resolution yesterday for a continuing resolution, which I expect we're going to either pass that or address the budget conference committee next week. So we will go back again, but it'll be next week instead of today now, because the two big issues yesterday were addressed. And we did some good work in the 8 or 9 hours we were down there, which is to reinstate heartbeat and stop being an abortion destination state and crack down on fentanyl traffickers. So we stopped letting people be killed by these illegal drugs coming across an open border. So I felt like it was a successful day, although the budget issue is still got to be resolved. And frankly, Joey, I'm pretty frustrated at the House version of this, because it turned out we had $800 million more dollars than we thought we would have in it coming into the state this year. And before the Senate could even weigh in on it, the House went and blew every dollar of it. And in my opinion, if we've got an $800 million more dollars on top of the already $2 billion surplus we had, let's cut some taxes or let's give a rebate, not go blow it on pet projects. And I think that's going to be the rub for the budget debate.
Wow. $800 million, huh?
$800 million, not chump change, but I guess as the expression goes, more money, more problems, Joey. We have more money and we have more problems.
Senator Josh Kimbrell, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time this morning and this update. We'll talk again real soon.
Always good to be with you, Joey. Thank you.
Sure thing.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.